Welcome back, Wisconsin, or welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You've got comments about what you heard today. It was a busy show. We've had guests back to back. We want to hear from you during the last segment. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. One of my favorite callers, Karina from Milwaukee. What do you have to say? Lots going on this afternoon.
Hello?
Go ahead, hello, Karina.
Hi. You know what? I have a very primitive understanding, and I want to ask you a question. So I'm thinking this way. I make money, right? I pay taxes. Then I go to the restaurant. I eat. I pay taxes on the sales and stuff like that. And if I'm willing to give a tips to those people, I don't understand why they need to pay taxes. Can you explain that? I mean, it's my willing to give it to them, right?
Yeah, so I don't think, I believe Karina's specific question is, so I've been taxed on the money that I have in my pocket, and so I'm giving it to someone who works in a restaurant. Why do they get taxed again? Well, in general, that's how our spending works, right? Like we've get taxed on the money that ends up in our pocketbook, and we again pay taxes when we go buy stuff in the form of sales taxes. In general, there are a number of taxes in this country that are triggered by transactions. In a restaurant, of course, there's a transaction where you're purchasing food. But the real question I think Karina is getting at is, why isn't it a good idea to not tax tips? And I don't think I'm making an argument that there should be taxes on tips. I'm making an argument that removing an income tax on tips isn't solving the problem at all. The fundamental problem isn't taxing tips. The fundamental problem is we do not pay workers in the service business, in restaurants, a fair minimum wage. We don't pay many people a fair minimum wage. And by a fair minimum wage, I mean a wage that actually allows someone to live on it if they are willing to work 40 or 50 hours worth of good hard work in a week. I have asked people this question numerous times myself, conservative folks. Said, we do know what minimum wage is. It's not like some magic number. You can figure out for a single person living in a metropolitan statistical area, we know the average medical costs, how much food costs, how much housing costs average. We know all those things. We can work backwards. You assume a 40 or 50 hour work week, whatever you'd like, and we work backwards. That, my friends, should be your minimum wage. So the problem isn't necessarily that you're being taxed on tips, more on that in just one second. The problem is that the underlying wage is so deeply inadequate that tips are necessary in the first place. That's thing one. Thing two for Karina and others is this. I make this point, we make this point almost every day during that 3 o'clock hour Maggie and the Millionaire segment. We tax work unfairly in this country. People that work for a living, who have to work for a living, should be taxed less than or at most equal to wealth that is generated by doing nothing. When I say tax wealth like work, I mean that a dollar that is earned when someone sits on their butt and their investment becomes more valuable, that dollar's worth of investment value increase should be taxed just like a dollar earned from blood, sweat, and tears that people who actually work for a living earn. I think it is an unconscionable and immoral wrong that we do not tax wealth like work. So it is both of those answers, right? We don't pay people that work in restaurants and in service enough, and that is a moral wrong. And secondly, we tax people that work for a living in the wrong way, and we do not tax billionaires and corporations nearly enough. Mark from Prairie du Sac, what do you have to say this afternoon, sir?
Yeah, thank you. And I'm wondering about the whole not taxing the tips and being well aware that a woman I dated back in the 80s, she was actually being taxed on money because the employer was actually imputing what her tips would have been. and taxing her based on that, and that was completely unfair.
And it was brought up
before that how these people getting the money, for Social Security, because the employer should be kicking in then toward their Social Security more, because the tips are being used to make up for the money they're not making. Perhaps the true solution is to bring up the minimum wage up to a living, actual living wage. The tips are no longer required like they have over in Europe. You give a tip for exceptional service rather than to help make up for the employer's lack of not paying the men and women that work in this profession. And I'm a big tipper because I remember for my girlfriend at the time back in the 80s, I mean, she was working, and back when they first dated back in the late 70s, she was working two restaurant jobs. She was working at Bridgman's and Twin Ports Truck Center and, working her butt off, to pay for college. And it wasn't making.
It's damn hard work. From fine dining to diners, being a server, a busboy, working as a line chef, a sous chef, chef de cuisine, bartenders, it's hard work. You deal with ornery people. You deal with disrespect. And if we require people to earn, quote unquote, tips,
yeah,
we set women especially up for terrible harassment on the
for
job.
For sure. And Maggie, as putting in two decades of service time in, I can tell you, I can back up pretty much all of that. But the other thing I want to add on is that if you go to a wedding or somebody's event, you're giving up your entire week's worth of work because it's on the weekend, and that's when you actually make money. So on top of everything else, you're socially screwed.
Yep, you give up your social life. A texter from the 414 texting in this, minimum wage jobs like McDonald's are not supposed to be livable wage jobs. They're supposed to be for high school kids. Yeah, well, maybe tell all the people that work at McDonald's during the school day that. Tell the working moms that pick up shifts at McDonald's that.
Tell my neighbors that work at McDonald's that I see every morning.
Like, if they were supposed to be for high school kids, since when exactly? I don't buy that for one second. Jeff from Windlake, I'm sorry we ran out of time this afternoon. Can't get to you folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm going to be back tomorrow. But just letting you know, on Thursday and Friday, I have to travel for work. So you're going to have some special guest hosts, Matt Rothschild and Jim Santel. But as I end every show, I'll say it yet again this afternoon. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But always remember, it's better when we stand together. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, how about a little something,